I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
Congressmen rank at the very bottom of people considered trustworthy and ethical, tied with car salesmen at 8%. The 2019 Gallup poll revealed results similar to previous surveys. Too many congressional officials tell us one thing here at home, then go to Washington and vote the other way. A large percentage of us believe congressional representatives feed too long at the public trough. So there were lots of amens when House Speaker Tim Moore introduced legislation calling for congressional term limits. 79% of Republicans, 71% of independents, and 68% of Democrats support the idea, according to a McLaughlin & Associates poll. If I were a cynic, I might think Speaker Moore wanted to term limit long-standing Democrats in our congressional delegations. After all, Democrat David Price has served 24 years, and Democrat G.K. Butterfield has served 17 years in Congress. But Republican Virginia Fox has 16 years of service, as does Patrick McHenry. It's not just a partisan move. Now, North Carolina can pass all the legislation it wants, but it won't change constitutionally set term limits. There are only two ways to make changes to the U.S. Constitution. The first is for Congress to propose such an amendment and have the respective states vote on and approve the issue. Nobody thinks that's going to happen with term limits. The other is to have a majority of states call for a convention of states, known as an Article 5 convention. The idea of a convention of the states sounds appealing, but there's a really big downside. Once convened, all sorts of mayhem could break out. We could see proposals on presidential election by popular vote, abortion amendments, or you name it. Our founders worried about such things and deliberately made it hard to amend the Constitution. But a good idea is a good idea. Legislators can't change federal term limits, but applying the physician heal thyself proverb, they should look at term limits for North Carolina elected officials. Those forming our state government never figured we would see politicians serving 20 or 30 years in office, especially in the legislature. In the old days, a person would serve one or two terms in the assembly, then return to be a citizen. And none of North Carolina's founders ever had a notion some would serve in our assembly so long as to qualify for a legislative pension. The reality is, too many serve too long, and not just in the legislature. We don't allow our governor and lieutenant governor to serve more than two consecutive four-year terms because we don't want dynasties to rule. Neither should we allow lengthy terms for lawmakers, especially legislative leadership. Yet in our recent history, it shows what's happened. Late Mark Bassnight held control over our Senate for 18 years, and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger now has 10 years tenure in what many consider the most powerful elected position in our state. House Speaker Tim Moore is the longest-serving speaker in history, with 8 years in charge. Former House Speaker Joe Mavretic had it right. The first 4 years in power, a speaker or president pro tem works for the people. After that, they work for themselves, their friends, or special interest. Now, many say we don't need term limits for legislators because theirs is only a part-time job. Power is power. 8 years is long enough. What's good for the governor is good for the legislator. We need legislative term limits in North Carolina. Like we said, a good idea is a good idea.